Welcome. Today we delve into the mind of Peter Sloterdijk, a contemporary philosopher who has significantly shaped modern thought. Born in the heart of Germany, Sloterdijk found his calling in philosophy, studying at the University of Munich and later at the Academy of Fine Arts in Stuttgart. His intellectual journey didn't stop there. He went on to become a professor at the Vienna Academy of Applied Arts, and later the president of the State Academy of Design in Karlsruhe. Sloterdijk's unique approach to philosophy stands out. He masterfully intertwines cultural critique with modern media theory, providing a fresh lens through which we can view the world. His thoughts are not confined to the traditional philosophical boundaries, but rather, they dance on the edge of the intellectual frontier, pushing the boundaries of conventional thought. With a mind as brilliant as his, Sloterdijk created the Spheres trilogy, a masterpiece that we will explore today. The first volume, Bubbles, or Microspherology, takes us on a journey into the smallest spheres where humans find themselves living. This journey begins with an exploration of intimate spaces, which Sloterdijk refers to as microspheres. These are not just physical spaces, but psychological and emotional spaces as well. They are the places where we feel most at home, most ourselves, and yet they are also the places where we are most vulnerable. Sloterdijk delves into the nature of these spheres, examining the ways in which they shape our identities and influence our relationships. He suggests that our understanding of ourselves and our interactions with others are profoundly influenced by the microspheres we inhabit. These intimate spaces, he argues, are essential to our sense of self and our understanding of the world around us. The concept of the microsphere is a crucial part of Sloterdijk's philosophy. It's a way of thinking about the world that focuses on the small, personal, and intimate. This is a departure from traditional philosophical approaches, which often privilege the big, the universal, the abstract. Sloterdijk's microspherology is a philosophy of the personal, the immediate, the intimate. The microsphere also serves as a metaphor for human relationships. According to Sloterdijk, every relationship forms a sphere of its own, a bubble that contains and is shaped by the individuals within it. These relationships, these bubbles, are the building blocks of our social world. They are the spaces where we live, love, and learn about ourselves and each other. In the process of exploring these spheres, Bubbles challenges us to reconsider the spaces we occupy and the connections we form. It invites us to reflect on the nature of our relationships and the ways in which they shape our identities and our lives. In doing so, it offers a new perspective on the human condition, one that is both deeply personal and profoundly universal. In conclusion, Bubbles challenges us to reconsider the spaces we occupy and the connections we form. Next, Globes, or Macrospherology, invites us to contemplate the larger spheres that encompass our existence. In this second volume of Peter Sloterdijk's Spheres trilogy, we journey beyond the intimate bubbles of personal relationships and into the expansive realm of the macrosphere. In Globes, Sloterdijk explores the grandeur of global and cosmic spheres. He invites us to envision the world not merely as a geographical entity, but as a sphere of existence enveloping all of humanity. This macrosphere is not just a physical reality, but a conceptual space that shapes our collective consciousness and societal structures. Sloterdijk takes us on an intellectual voyage through history, tracing the evolution of our understanding of the world as a globe. From the ancient Greeks who first conceptualized the Earth as a sphere, to the advent of the space age which gave us the iconic image of Earth as a blue marble, Sloterdijk illustrates how our perception of the world as a globe has influenced our philosophical and cultural narratives. The concept of the macrosphere also extends beyond our earthly realm, into the cosmos. Sloterdijk argues that humanity's existence is not confined to the terrestrial sphere, but is part of a larger cosmic scheme. He posits that our understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe is deeply intertwined with our conception of the cosmos as an all-encompassing sphere. In Globes, Sloterdijk also delves into the metaphysical implications of living within these larger spheres. He suggests that our existence within the macrosphere is a dialectical process, where we both shape and are shaped by the larger spheres in which we inhabit. Our thoughts, actions, and cultures are not isolated phenomena, but interconnected parts of this grand macrospherical system. In essence, Globes challenges us to reevaluate our understanding of existence. It urges us to see beyond the immediacy of our personal lives and to consider our place within the larger spheres of society, the world, and the cosmos. It is a call to broaden our perspective, to think on a macrospherical level. Globes expands our perspective, urging us to think beyond our immediate surroundings. As we journey through the vast expanse of the macrosphere, we gain a deeper understanding of our place within the larger universe and the interconnectedness of all existence. Finally, FOAM, or plural spherology, confronts us with the overlapping spheres that make up our contemporary society. This final piece of Sloterdijk's trilogy challenges us not to perceive the world as a single unified sphere, but rather as a complex, interconnected foam. Each bubble in this foam is an individual sphere, a microcosm that interacts with, influences, and is influenced by the other bubbles around it. This metaphor of foam then encapsulates the intricate, interconnected world in which we live. It's a world where traditional boundaries and separations are blurred, where entities are not isolated, but are part of a greater network of interactions. Sloterdijk delves into these societal structures and networks, unpacking how they function and how they shape the world we inhabit. He explores how these spheres influence each other, how they overlap and intersect, creating a complex and intricate pattern that forms the fabric of our society. He investigates the dynamics of these relationships, the push and pull between spheres, the tension and release that create the foam structure. Sloterdijk suggests that this continuous process of interaction, of give and take, is what propels society forward, what sparks change and progress. In FOAM, Sloterdijk also explores the implications of this plural spherology on our understanding of self and other, of individual and community. He suggests that our identities are not fixed or isolated, but are continuously shaped and reshaped by our interactions with the spheres around us. This perspective challenges us to rethink our notions of selfhood, of community, and of society. It invites us to see the world not as a collection of isolated entities, but as a dynamic, ever-changing foam of interconnected spheres. FOAM presents a modern worldview, reflecting the complexities of our interconnected society. It provides a lens through which to view our world, a framework to understand the intricate relationships and dynamics that shape our lives. It confronts us with the complexity of our world and invites us to embrace it, to engage with it, to navigate it with curiosity and openness. Sloterdijk's Spheres trilogy has had a profound influence, especially in the German-speaking world. This influence is evident in the way Sloterdijk's conceptual framework has been absorbed into various disciplines. His ideas have been embraced by academics and thinkers, prompting a myriad of discussions and debates around topics such as space, human relationships, and societal structures. In Germany and other German-speaking regions, Sloterdijk is a household name. His ideas have permeated into mainstream thought and have been instrumental in shaping contemporary philosophical discourse. His Spheres trilogy is considered a seminal work, and his influence extends beyond academia, reaching into the realms of art, architecture, and even political thought. However, if we turn our gaze towards the English-speaking world, Sloterdijk's influence is less palpable, perhaps even bordering on obscurity. This is not a reflection of the merit of his work, but rather indicative of the linguistic and cultural barriers that often impede the global dissemination of ideas. Translations of philosophical texts are notoriously complex, and the nuances of Sloterdijk's German prose can be difficult to capture in English. But it's not all doom and gloom. Over the past decade, there's been a growing recognition of Sloterdijk's work in the English-speaking world. His Spheres trilogy has been translated into English, opening up his ideas to a wider audience. This has sparked a renewed interest in his work, with scholars and thinkers alike delving into his complex theoretical constructs. Sloterdijk's ideas are also gaining traction in various fields of study. In sociology, his concept of spheres provides a fresh perspective on social structures and relationships. In psychology, his ideas about the human need for spatial belonging offer a novel way to understand human behavior. And in the realm of architecture, his thoughts on spatial theory have inspired a new wave of design thinking. Moreover, the digital age and the advent of social media have further amplified Sloterdijk's influence. His ideas resonate with the interconnected, networked world we inhabit today, where relationships and spaces are constantly being redefined. His Spheres trilogy provides a conceptual toolkit to navigate this ever-evolving landscape. But perhaps what is most compelling about Sloterdijk's work is its enduring relevance. Despite being penned over two decades ago, the Spheres trilogy continues to offer insightful commentary on our contemporary world. It challenges us to reconsider our assumptions about space, relationships, and society, pushing the boundaries of our understanding. Through Sloterdijk's Spheres trilogy, we are offered a unique lens to view ourselves and the world around us, a testament to the enduring power of philosophy to shape our understanding of existence.